Aiden thanked the policeman as he left the hotel suite and glanced with concern at Emma. She sat on the sofa, toying with her necklace, and stared blankly at the gas fireplace in the wall. "His parole officer promised me he'd call if Ben was up for early release," Emma said to no one in particular. "He promised. Swore it, even." Aiden silently sat down in the armchair directly across from her and steepled his hands against his chin. "Because Ben had made direct threats against my life," she added, her eyes rooted to the flames as they danced. "I guess I didn't think he'd try to ruin me first. If he had the power to take all my money, why didn't he just do that and disappear? Why does he have to come after me like this?" "Some men, and I hesitate to use that label in association with your ex, enjoy the feeling of power." Her eyes swung to Aiden's. "He wasn't like this when we were together." Aiden didn't respond. She continued, her voice hollow. "I've lost everything. First he took my money. Then he ended my career." She met Aiden's eyes, her own haunted. "And now he's taken my safety." Aiden's chest constricted. "He has not, Emmeline. Not if you don't allow it." She laughed incredulously. "Allow it? All I want is to be free of him. But there's no escape. I think he proved that rather effectively, don't you?" She jerked her head toward the door where the policeman had exited. "I don't even have a place to live right now. I don't know where he is or what his next move will be. Don't you see?" She choked on a sob. "He holds all the cards.